Good morning, it's Thursday, the 8th day of September. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. You can get all the news that didn't make today's paper in our new e-edition product. Tacoma now offers the latest stories with the familiar look of the News Tribune but without the deadlines. Check it out at liveedition.thenewstribune.com. We'll have a bit of a cooler Thursday before the red flag fire warnings of a hot Saturday and Sunday. The high will be about 70 with an overnight low of 54. Now on with today's top stories. Teachers in Edenville officially went on strike Wednesday after a last-minute round of bargaining with the school district failed to bring the two sides together on a new contract, delaying the first day of school for some 1,800 students. A union representative said that negotiations Tuesday did not move the needle on resolving the labor group's concerns over classroom size, contract length or pay, among other issues that have been the subject of bargaining since June. The union had authorized a strike on August 30 if an agreement remained elusive by Wednesday, the day when students were supposed to return from summer vacation. Independent Deadly Force Investigators has released the names of five state troopers and a Tacoma police officer involved in the arrest of a motorist who reportedly brandished a knife and died after police used less than lethal weapons to subdue him nearly a month ago. The Pierce County Force Investigation Team released the following names Wednesday: Trooper Brian Payne, Trooper Thurman Suddeth, Trooper Travis Brody, Trooper Scott Madden, Trooper Andrew A.K. Harry, and Officer Justin Churock. PC Fit has not released how each officer was involved in the arrest of Ronald Hoshek, 35, on August 9 or the specific types of force they used to subdue him. Police radio recordings indicated officers fired a less than lethal beanbag round and shocked him with a taser. The medical examiner's office has not yet determined the cause of Hoshek's death. Also, a Tacoma assault suspect who was killed in a shooting with police last month has been identified as a 40-year-old man with a violent felony record, according to the Pierce County Medical Examiner's Office. Peter T. Collins died of a rifle wound to the chest on August 28 after apparently exchanging gunfire with officers responding to a report that he assaulted his nephew in South Tacoma. The Pierce County Force Investigation Team has not released the names of the Tacoma police officers involved in the shooting or confirmed whether they fired their weapons. An alarming video of what appeared to be volcanic activity at Mount Rainier left people wondering if the volcano would erupt. But Washington officials quickly took to Twitter to explain what was actually happening. A video first posted Wednesday morning by a Como meteorologist showed something billowing over Mount Rainier, with a caption quote, "Mount Rainier appears to be venting." U.S. geologists, park and state officials confirmed the volcano wasn't venting. It was just a cloud. More I-5 traffic troubles may be on the way. Some of Tacoma's busiest on ramps and exits will be getting makeovers this weekend. Most of the work is occurring at the South 38th Street interchange, but State Route 16 and Interstate 705 also are affected. The work will begin Friday, an hour after work announced earlier on South 56th Street sidewalk ramps will be completed. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit TNT offers for more information.